Good morning, everybody, and welcome back for another podcast. It's Coach Mickey. I'm sitting here with my grand giggle. Hey, Aubrey, how's it going? So we're sitting here outside having our breakfast on the front porch. It's such a great, gorgeous morning. I hope you guys enjoyed your summer break so far. We took a nice little break, and now I am back for my podcast series. Today, we are going to kick it off with what's going on with our upcoming national dance competition. Yes, we are going to nationals in 3 weeks. I'm going to tell you all about it, so stay tuned right after these messages. All right, we are back, and we are talking today all about national dance competition. Now, some of you guys might be done with your season. Some of your studios might be preparing for nationals. You might be at nationals as we speak. Summertime for dance studios is national competition time. So what competition did we plan to go to? Well, we've been to a drill team national competition that was down in Denton, Texas, but that one was for drill teams, rec teams, high school teams. It wasn't really necessarily a studio competition. You competed on a gym floor. It was way different than what we're going to. And most of the teams that competed in that bracket, there was about maybe eight teams that come, whereas this competition is a 5-day event, and you're talking 30 to 40 studios that attend, and possibly hundreds of routines that you'll be going up against. So a studio competition is way different. It's a lot harder. And we have gone to Talent on Parade in the past for the last 3 years. So this is our first time switching and going to a different national competition. Now, why did we switch? The number one reason why we switched from Talent on Parade Nationals is location. Now, we have thought about going to another Talent on Parade at like St. Louis or going to the one in Texas, but that distance was way too far. Now, we really enjoyed attending Bravo this year. Bravo has been an excellent regional competition, and we looked into their nationals, and what we really liked about it and what made us finalize with going with them was that they have their three brackets separated. So the novice kids compete against just the novice kids. The intermediate kids just compete against the intermediate kids, and the advanced kids just compete against the advanced kids. And you do not see the other competition. So we'll be competing in the novice division, but we won't see any advanced dancers, which is great because it keeps those judges focused on the level that we're there at. So it does help them out. And what's really cool about this competition, they have a top five overall with a big giant trophy, lots of confetti, all that fun stuff for the novice division. So when they win, like we won last year at Talent on Parade for the novice division, if we win again, okay, I'm sorry, when we win again, I'm just kidding, then there's the opportunity for them to actually experience like the big trophy and the big confetti coming down versus just a normal lineup than you always have at a regional competition. So that really enticed us on that aspect. Now, the other thing that we really liked about it is we loved the entertainment award. That was like super huge for us. We got three of those this year at regionals. And that means we get featured on their YouTube channel and on their Facebook page as one of the routines that gets featured as being an overall entertaining group. It's not necessarily about your technique. It's more about the whole entertainment package value. And that's always been like our biggest thing. So we're super stoked about having that opportunity again, along with that opportunity of being in the top five overall. So we will be competing in the novice bracket, and we're going to be competing in the intermediate brackets. Now, I'm not going to tell you what we're competing in those divisions because I want to keep those kind of a secret. But I will tell you what the general lineup is going to be for the competition and what is going on in the studio. How are the kids handling the pressure of us going to a competition that's out of state, that's totally different from Talent on Parade, and what we think they can do and pull off. Like, what are my predictions for that? So we're going to do that right after these messages, so stay tuned. So what's up, everybody? It's Coach Mickey, and I have some exciting news. Our Dance Chat podcast is going to be switching up a little bit in the next couple weeks. We're going to be talking all about Walt Disney World because our family just booked its flights, just paid for its trip. We are going to Walt Disney World and Universal Studios this upcoming fall. We cannot wait. And I'm going to be talking all about that in our next couple podcasts. So yes, Dance Chat with Coach Mickey is still going to be here. We're still going to be talking about dance stuff, but we're also going to be starting to talk about Walt Disney World and Universal. And we want you to be a part of all the experience with us. So come back every week, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. and get to hear what's going on behind the scenes and getting ready for our Walt Disney World vacation coming up real soon. Okay, guys, welcome back. And we are talking about nationals today and us attending the Bravo National Dance Competition in Ames, Iowa. We'll be leaving here in about 3 weeks. We're super, super excited about this. This is a huge, huge competition for us. It's what we've worked all season long for, and I am going to give you a rundown of what's going down. We just got the general lineup for the competition, so let's go through that. All right, so the competition itself is going to be held up in Ames, Iowa, like I said. It's going to be held from July 8th all the way until July 14th. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to give you kind of like an informational, like what is going on. So the first day we get there, we're going to be traveling up there. We're actually going to be staying not at a hotel this time. We're going to be staying at an Airbnb. I've never stayed at one of those. We're staying with another dance family. It's going to be one of our dancers from our diamond company and her mom. And we're sharing this place. It's going to be awesome. It's a house that we're going to be renting out. It's going to be me, my two girls, and who are the coaches and studio owners of the dance spot. And then my grand giggle is going to be able to be there with us too. So it should be a lot of fun staying in this little house. We figured it would help save us some money so that we're going to stop and go and get some groceries and then be able to make some like dinners and stuff at the house. Plus, it'll have much more bedroom spaces and things like that versus what a hotel does. So we are going to be arriving there on July 8th, which also happens to be my 24th wedding anniversary. So once again, we are missing our wedding anniversary. But the very next day is going to be kicking it off with some duets. Now, these two duets are by our Upper Diamond Company kids, and those will be competing in the intermediate brackets. So we'll see how well those do. Then on the 10th, we have some solos. Now, I'll tell you who the soloists are. It's Daytona, Olivia, and Katie will be competing those solos on the 10th. Then we have on the 11th, which is the Thursday, we have our younger kids in the novice bracket. They're going to be competing with two duets or two trios, actually. And then we have our younger kids and our bigger kids all competing in the novice divisions. That's Kaylin, Ryan, Caitlin, Madison, and Justice. Now, all of these kids that are competing have done really well in their solo competition this season. So we're hoping for the same at Nationals. But again, this is a national competition. You have no idea how it's going to go until you get there. Then on Friday, this is our big day. This is groups day. Now, I'm not going to tell you what level we're competing at in group stage. But I will tell you this, we have 1-2 of the babies groups. We've got 1-2-3 of the big groups. Now these are small groups. Then we have our two large group numbers. Now you guys all know what those two large group numbers are. That's our hip hop, the prom themed one, and adoption, which is our lyrical one that we got that double diamond with at Talent on Parade. So can we pull these off to make that top five? I cannot tell you. I have no idea. And, you know, I would love to give you predictions and tell you what I think, but, for one, I don't want to, you know, jinx it. And for another, I really have no clue. I've never been to this national competition. I know how hard the regionals were. The regionals were extremely difficult here in Wichita and in Kansas City. So to predict what it's going to be like out of state with other studios from out of state, I can't give you that prediction. All I can tell you is if they keep going off of what they've done so far in the season, they have a really good shot. Then on Saturday, we have our last three big kids, small group routines. One of those routines, actually two of them, had been given an Ovation Award in the past, which is their overall entertaining award. It's a big honor that they give out at their regional competitions, and they also do it at nationals. Now, will we get the overall entertaining award? Again, I cannot predict that because I have no idea what to expect at this national level competition. would we love it? Of course, but I'm not going to like say, yes, it's in the bag for us or whatever. You know, I can't predict that. So then on the 14th, if we get asked to be either an Ovation Award winner, top entertainer, or one of these routines wins an overall level, like in the soloist bracket, or one of these routines makes the top five in the small groups or large groups bracket, then we have to reperform on that Sunday on July 14th. Now, reperforming is not just a big honor to reperform in front of everyone because you're competing and performing in front of everyone that's in the advanced, intermediate, and novice levels, but you're also recompeting if you make the top five overall. So you get a whole new set of judges, and you get an opportunity to recompete. So say you didn't do as well as you did that last time, you got a shot still to come back and do even better than you did last time and maybe sweep it in and take over that first overall, winning that national championship title. So that's the really, really cool thing about this competition. It's kind of like if you've ever heard of like UDA Nationals that's down in Florida at Disney World. They do kind of prelims and then they do the semis and then they have final overalls. So it's kind of like that in a way. So it gives you a second shot at a routine that maybe your nerves got to you a little bit. Or it also gives you that challenge to do even better if you did excellent that first go around. You got to go even harder that second go around if you really want a shot at winning the overall. Now, what's really cool about the overall win is the fact that they have these giant trophies. They have lights. They have all kinds of exciting, you know, confetti comes down if you win. They've got all five teams will stand up there, or routines, I guess, will stand up there in the overalls, and then they announce the big winner. I mean, it's a big deal. So that alone, having that opportunity to do that or getting to be asked to reperform is extremely, extremely exciting for us. And we are really, really hopeful that our kids will at least have one chance to either reperform or compete for that overall title. So who knows? I can't tell you. I have no idea how to predict this because I've never been before. But it's exciting to know that we've got this opportunity just waiting 3 weeks away from now. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you how the kids are doing in the studio, how they're dealing with nationals and going to a new national competition, some of the changes that are going on in the studio, how they're handling those pressures, you know, just kind of an overall feel of how things are going on in the studio right back after we get back from these messages. Thank you. Hey guys, what do you know? It's summer. It's officially here. That's right. I know all of you guys will be finding yourselves sitting at the ball diamonds or taking your kids to the pool or maybe even taking them on a family fun vacation. Well, what else is there for you to do? Well, we've got some fun activities going on at the Dance Spot. That's right. If you're conveniently located to our small towns of Burlingame or Alma, Kansas, you can bring the kids down. We can have lots of fun with them doing acrobatic class. We've got a tap and ballet combo class that we're starting up this summer, and it's for kids ages 3 years old all the way up to high school students. It's a lot of fun. Check us out. You can find us on our Instagram or at Facebook at The Dance Spot, or you can contact us at 785-304-9970. Talk to Coach Courtney. That's right. Come check us out for the summertime fun at The Dance Spot. All right, guys, welcome back. And what we are going to be talking about now is how are the kids handling the pressures of national competition coming up just 3 weeks away? What are some of the changes that are going on in the studio? And how are they overall, like, what's the general feel? Now, I haven't been to any of their studio practices in the last couple weeks as they're getting ready to go to nationals. But from what I'm hearing from my daughters is that... wow, they're kind of having a rough time. Some of them are doing excellent. They're rising to the occasion, but there's quite a few that are like really kind of starting to kind of like having that pressure get to them, getting to the best of them. They're getting frustrated because there are changes. Now, what they're changing is they're changing up some of the choreography. Now, a lot of times people would say, why would you do that? I mean, things went so well during your regional season. We always look at our routines and we see things that need to be like fixed. For example, in their lyrical adoption routine, which won them a double diamond at competition at Talent on Parade, but if you watch the routine from the video aspect, there's a lot of hot mess going on in there too. Arms are different, transitions aren't as smooth. Some of the elements that are in the choreography itself just doesn't seem to work as well. So Courtney has decided to go in there and refix some of that. Now, has she done that with every routine? No. These are just some routines that she feels that by adding some changes to fix the failing parts might perfect it even better for nationals. Now, in the past, kids have been really good about being able to handle changes, but for some reason, this go around, it just seems like it's been a little bit too much of pressure on some of the kids. Now, is that a bad thing? No, it does help them work through those difficulties in achieving a better go around when they go to nationals. But can they handle the pressures into where it's causing them to get burned out? I don't know. I haven't been there, but I do know that it is causing some, I guess not team dysfunction, but it is causing the team to get a little frustrated with team members who are not necessarily really giving it full out effort or that tend to pout if things aren't going the way they want it. And that's just common. They're kids, they're teenagers. They don't know how to handle pressures like adults do. And that is the learning process for anyone that's involved in competitive sports, whether it's softball or basketball or, you know, dance. It doesn't matter. You always want to try and rise above what you had done in the past. You never want to be complacent. Complacency is the avenue of being, I guess, a failure, in my opinion. So you never want to just be okay with status quo. You always want to push yourself and go harder. And I'm hoping that the girls will be able to pull themselves together. They have in the past. They have been able to get through those hardships and work for something that's going to make them even better. Can they handle that along with some of the other changes that are going on in the studio? I don't necessarily know about that. That's just going to have to take time to see. And, you know, as these kids get older, they start to realize, oh gosh, I've been doing this for how many years? I'm just so sick of it. Am I really burned out? And, you know, sometimes we like to give them a little bit of a break. And when they get back from nationals, they will get a break. But then we have to get right back into things because starting in August, we're starting a whole new season and we're starting a whole new change in the studio. And part of that change is we're combining the two diamond companies into one solid diamond company for next season, which means more routines together. And they're also combining a routine with the Emerald Company next year. They're going to be doing for the first time ever a production number. Now that's stressing out a lot of the kids and even some of the parents because we've never done that before. Change can be scary, but it also can be something exciting. We always like to make the studio constantly evolve and giving more opportunities to more kids. And we don't want to just be stagnant as being the same old thing that we, you know, pump out of the studio every season. Now, most studios, I would say 98% of studios all participate in some form of a production number. It's a requirement. So any studio you go to, you have to be in their production number before you can be in anything else, before you can do solos, before you can do duets and trios. That is basic requirement. So for us to try this next year, we are just trying to make the studio evolve more into what you would see with other studios. Now, we also wanted to make some changes as far as like not so many regionals by us having going together as groups with the Diamonds and the Emeralds. That's going to limit how many competitions our kids actually go to, which would be good because I think that was part of the burnout this year. I think part of it was, especially for the kids who were CITing, not only did they have their competitions that they had to focus on, but they also were there helping us out and coaching. Now, some of that is going to be pulled back next year. We're not going to have them be as involved with doing the CITing. Now, we still will have them helping out here and there, but there will be some changes in that as well. Now, we also have some new students that are joining teams. We have some students that are going to be leaving next year after they graduate. So those are other some new changes that are happening in the studio, and those always kind of put kids on the edge. And it also is a time for some of the older kids that have been there forever to start understanding this is it. After this season in 2020, then they have one more year left and then they're done. And they will no longer be dancing. So that also can put a lot of pressure on a young kid. We want to try and make these transitions as easy as possible for them, as easy as possible for their parents. Again, it all comes down to communication. So as long as the kids are communicating with our coaches and as long as the coaches are communicating their concerns with the kids and with the parents, we can get through this transition very easily. Now, I also have some exciting news. Aubrey will be going to her own dance studio starting on Wednesday, and I'll be vlogging that experience. And I'm super excited because I also get to see an old dance student of mine who no longer dances with us. She took a couple years off from dance and has been cheerleading, but now she's going to be going back and she's going to be dancing at the same studio that Aubrey's going to be going to, which is going to be exciting to see her because ultimately I don't care if they dance for me or if they dance for anybody else. I just want them to still continue dancing, especially if they love it. So that'll be really cool. Cannot wait for me to share where we're taking Aubrey to and seeing her in her studio with her new teachers and her new studio. Now, does that mean Aubrey will never dance for us? Of course not. She definitely will be dancing for us. But we want to give her a chance to dance for someone who's not mommy, who's not Aunt Coco, and who's not grandma. So that will be a great way to see how she does in a separate environment and really start to build her own love of dance. I mean, she's only 3 years old, so, you know, how well can they love it? I don't know. at 3. You can't really predict that. But at least she'll get that opportunity to try it in a separate environment that's not like her home environment, so that she can start understanding dance is more than just hanging out with her girls, so to speak. So those are some of the big changes that are going on in the studio. I'm super, super, super pumped. We have probably about 8 new kids that are brand new to dance that are coming in to our competition teams. We have a returner, which I'm excited about her coming back. And then we also have some new kids that are moving up into the Diamond team that have been on the Emerald. So that's a big transition and change there too. So again, there's lots of things that are going on in the studio. Now, if your studio is going through the same kind of, not drama, because it's not really drama, it's more like transitions, how do you deal with it? I have no idea. My biggest advice to you is to always take everything as number one priority. How are the kids doing? If your kids are getting burned out, if your kids are stressed out, it's okay for them to take a break, but it's also okay for you to really kind of push them along, pull them a little bit by their teeth unwillingly, and have them see the overall picture. It's hard for young kids, especially teenagers, to see the overall picture. They get so wrapped up into their personal lives, their personal feelings. They take everything so literal instead of understanding the overall general picture of what you're wanting to do. And sometimes kids that have been at a studio for a long time start feeling like that they have a say in what goes on in the changes. And if they don't like those changes, then they start to get frustrated and they'll buck you as a teacher and try to like say, no, I don't want that to change. But you have to remember it's your business in the long run. They might not be there for the next 30 years, but you will be. So these transitions and changes that you're making for your studio is the benefit for future kids and for your future progress of your studio. So stay steadfast on what it is that you want to do. Don't let kids and parents completely change your thought, but do take what they're saying into consideration. And remember, what is best for everyone is best for even those ones that are like having a little trouble with changes. So those are just some of my opinions on how to deal with it. Now, what are some things that you can do that can help out your kids get them motivated? Now, we usually in the past will do some like kind of surprise little parties for them. Last year we went to the pool on the last day and had like a pool party right before they left for nationals. We may do something like that again. I have some little tricks up my sleeve that I'm going to be doing. I'm hoping I can surprise the kids and get them excited. I will be going into the studio and seeing how they're doing, but I'm going to give them a little more time to work things out with getting through these changes in their choreography. And then I'll be going into the studio and seeing their overall last run throughs in the last week or so. So you guys will get to come along with me in our YouTube vlogs and see all of those exciting changes. Now, what's also going on with us in our YouTube channel? Well, I'm going to be going back into vlogging every day. I need to get off my little batooties and start vlogging again. Now, they're going to be a lot shorter vlogs. They're going to be more personal family vlogs because it is summertime. There's not as much dancing going on, and I'm not dancing as much as a teacher anymore. I'll just be doing choreography. So I won't be in the studio as often as I was in the past. So it'll give them a little bit of a break of not constantly having the camera in their face, but it also will give me an opportunity to really get fine-tune my vlogging skills so that I can be even more ready for our big Walt Disney World trip we've got coming up. Now, I will be talking about that next week on our next podcast. I'm going to be telling you all about our Walt Disney World trip and Universal trip that we've got coming up. We just booked our airfare yesterday, so everything is locked down. We've got all of our hotel reservations done, dining reservations, and I'm going to break those down in the next couple of vlogs on our YouTube channel and here on our podcast. That might help you in deciding whether or not you want to take your family to Walt Disney World and some of the things that we found that are going to help us with our scheduling and how we are going to make this trip fantastic for all of the big crazy changes that are going on with that too. We've got a lot of different family members coming in and out, and where we're going to be staying. It's been kind of crazy trying to get it all squared away, but it'll be a lot of fun too, to have you guys come along and share the experience with us. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and we will be doing another Nationals update podcast. I also will be talking to another dance studio coach about where they go to Nationals and what their national competition is like, and getting perspective from another dance studio owner here in the next couple weeks. So again, you want to stay tuned. Every Tuesday at 10 a.m., I will be uploading a new podcast here. Thank you for sticking with me. I know I took a nice little break. I needed that to get my wheels back in motion, but I am back and ready to go. Every week, I will be back here with another great podcast. Thanks again for joining me, guys, and I will see you next week on Dance Chat with Coach Mickey. Peace out. Bye.